with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
92.7 WMDX. And a good morning to you. This is the John and Gordy Family Show. We've got a very special edition, and I'm going to spring that on you in just a few moments.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
On the edge of my chair.
Yeah, you should be. Okay. This is a game changer.
Is it?
It is.
I can't wait.
This is going to change the complexion of the election completely once the word gets out that this news that I'm about to spring on you gets out into the public. This will change everything nationwide.
Okay. Wow. It's setting the bar kind of high there.
I know. It's a wow. Major bar. It's the highest bar that you could ever get, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to wait and see when you're ready to spring it on us here.
Oh, so. Yeah. Well, in just a few minutes.
We've got clear skies, although there are some areas of patchy fog out mm-hmm. there this morning. Temperatures are cool to start things out. And let's go to the weather roulette wheel. Do we have that standing by? Yeah? Or should we ask the computer?
We shouldn't ask the computer again.
Really?
It never gives us the right answer.
No, why don't we find out if it does? Okay. Maybe one of these times. Maybe they've made a correction.
Okay.
And there's software updates. Let's see what happens.
Computer, what's the weather for Madison, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
The current weather is 54 degrees Fahrenheit with clear skies. Today, you can expect lots of sun with a high of 88 degrees and a low of 54 degrees.
Okay, well, it's 54 right now, isn't it? What did she say it was?
54.
It sure doesn't feel like it's in the 50s.
No.
I have on my Samsung watch 61 degrees.
And that's what my phone is saying,
there you
too,
go.
61.
Mm-hmm. So 54.
Why was the computer?
I think the temperature gauge that she is going by must be a thermometer in some business lobby.
Somebody
someplace
put it in the fridge.
Right next to an air conditioner.
Maybe that's it.
Something's happening.
All right. Can't rely on that thing.
I'm tired
okay.
of this.
8 minutes past the hour, and on this Thursday, we've got a lot of show to go here.
We do.
Just getting
mm-hmm.
started. A little bit later in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll be welcoming in Alana Medeiros and Jim Krul from Duck Soup Cinema. They're going to talk about some of the movies.
We're going to the movies?
Yeah.
You guys went to the movies last night, didn't you?
We did.
We're going to have a little Johnny at the Movies moment.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about Beetlejuice.
Yes.
They presented a free showing of it to seniors because we have a hard time getting out.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough.
It was presented by the AARP organization.
Yeah, it was very nice of them to do that. They have a regular program.
Did you guys have a hard time finding a spot? I know you said the place would fill up.
No.
Oh. Did anyone else show up for the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, there,
it was a good size crowd.
It was
crowd.
Well attended, but there was still a few seats here and there. But, yeah, it was good, although the previews went on forever. That was my only complaint. It was like 20, 25 minutes.
You can tell
of
the guy hasn't been to a movie in a long time. There are.
But
15,
that was excessive.
15 to 20 minutes of previews.
This was longer
it's always
than
like that. No, it wasn't.
It was like 25 minutes.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Now it's longer.
It was
about
half
15,
an hour.
20 minutes.
Okay.
And you have to know that if you go to the movies.
Yeah.
Because it does drive you crazy sometimes. A lot of people, you know, they gauge their ability to hold it in until the end of the movie, going to the restroom, you know.
Right.
And then when you have 20 more minutes added on, everybody starts panicking in their seats thinking, am I going to make it to the end of the movie?
Well, what I hate about it is that you end up eating all your popcorn during the previews before the movie actually starts.
That's what happens with the small one, yeah.
Yeah?
And my wife had to get a big container of
big
popcorn
tub.
Because we made a mistake. We ordered the, what is it, the chicken burrito. It's
chicken burrito?
Yeah.
Really?
You can order a chicken burrito at a movie theater?
Yeah. Well, they've got a restaurant there. You just take your food in.
That's cool.
So we ordered the chicken burrito, but it had onions, and she doesn't eat onions. So I had to eat both halves of this gigantic chicken burrito, and that wasn't great. But I'll tell you what, they had really nice waffle fries, potato waffle fries. Usually they're too thick and they're really spongy. These are really good, thin. Loved them. Absolutely loved them. And then we had a couple of beers.
Ah, just to top it all off.
My wife had the big beer. I had a regular size beer, 16 ounce. She had like 24 ounce beer. And then she drank, as you know, the rest of my beer as we were leaving.
She was snot-slinging drunk by the time she left that theater.
She can drink me under the table, I am telling you.
Yeah, she gave me a great big hug as we were walking out of the theater, and then hugged me again. It was, oh, it's so good to see you. I'm like, you're drunk.
I know.
No, it was a fun time. Good movie.
Did you check her pocket for wallet?
No.
She's a pickpocket, man. She does this all the time.
Just like a party game?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a party game. Yeah, big hug. Oh, I haven't seen you in a long time. I'm drunk, you know? Mm. And then your wallet's gone. It's a big surprise.
Okay. Well. So are you going to reveal this big thing that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, the special edition of the show here?
Yeah, what is it?
All right, here it is.
What?
It's the special God and Jesus Now Support Harris and Walls edition of the family show. No, they've changed.
What?
They changed their mind. Yeah.
What do you mean they changed their mind? I didn't know that deities took political positions before this.
Oh, no. Well, we've heard so often that God has put Trump in as president the first time because the nation needed it.
Okay.
And this time it needs it again. Yeah. But, you know, God, I guess he changed his mind, and Jesus, too. They both agreed. I saw this in a dream, and this was their way of messaging me, I guess, you know. You don't have a phone.
Is this going to get us temporarily canceled, like when John Lennon said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, be careful.
But all I can say is that God and Jesus both have changed their minds. They're now supporting Harrison Walls. There you go. And this is the big news. This is going to change the complexion of the election here and across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing thing. I was surprised myself.
So God is no longer supporting Trump.
Exactly. Yeah. And the evangelicals are not going to be happy with this.
No, they won't.
I think it's amazing that God chose a Lutheran to pass along this message.
This came to you in a dream.
It did.
You had a vision.
You know, Lutherans are religion light.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And he decided, you know, you guys, you pray in your closets. That's the way I wanted you to pray in the first place. Okay. So I'm going to give you this message, and please tell the nation that I support Harrison
Walls.
Who
knew that
now.
John Peterson would wind up being a prophet?
I know.
Well,
I'm
there you
amazed.
Go.
Looking at you in a whole different light. Showing up purple on the screen this morning again.
It's true. That's true.
Vampire thing going on. Well, that's amazing. So God
so there it is. Yeah, okay. God and Jesus both support Harris Waltz.
Sounds like something out of The Onion. And speaking of The Onion, guess what came in the mail yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, your new Onion.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first print edition of The Onion in more than 10 years.
Pretty cool.
Well, might as well mention it, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to try and do this tomorrow because I want to bring in some old John and Gordy cable show editions where we interviewed reporters from The Onion about their big damn headlines.
Yeah, when they were brand new. I mean, really new.
Now,
their first issues.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is really great stuff. I wonder if we can get this online.
Well, sure.
Point people in the direction of The Onion and get the headline because this is just beautiful. The headline is Tim Walz unveils new retro futuristic persona after feeling boxed in by folksy image. And it shows him in some kind of spaceman outfit.
Like a hazmat suit.
At the podium.
Suit. Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Good. Good. There's some other great headlines.
The
in
images,
there too.
By the way, the images are just fantastic.
They are.
That's one of the funny things about The Onion.
Yeah. Terrific stuff. And we'll later on, we'll give us our review of Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, yeah.
Okay.
Got to say it twice.
Okay.
But in the movie, you have to say it three times, which is confusing to me.
It is.
Do you think they're ever going to make a sequel to the sequel called Beetlejuice?
Beetlejuice.
I can't say the third word. But
if you say it the third time,
he
appears.
Up.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
A little scary.
My God, but, oh, boy.
Uh-oh. Where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Well, let's see if we can make it through the National Day calendar. Huh?
Let's do it. All right. Let's see what day
is
it.
We got a special edition of the calendar this morning, don't we? This is just an incredible day today.
Special edition. Okay. Is it or is it not National Paw Paw Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Butterscotch Pudding Day?
Mm-hmm.
Is it National Mattress Day? Or is it National?
Stop it.
Talk like it right now. Talk like a pirate day.
Arr, you.
Which one does
it's
it
not? Not the mattress day. I know that.
No,
it's
not.
Have you got a mattress? Did you finally buy one?
I haven't yet. Okay. I've not decided. Let's get to the first.
I know it's last on your list.
Let's get.
You like the cot that came with the apartment.
I do. I do. The National Pawpaw Day.
Yeah.
Pawpaw.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a Pawpaw, Michigan, I think. National Pawpaw Day is on the third Thursday in September. It provides a taste of the great forgotten American fruit. There's a fruit called the pawpaw.
Yeah, that's still forgotten.
Take a bite out of the creamy mango banana flavored pawpaw. I've never heard of pawpaws.
No, I don't even know.
Tropical
what
taste.
What does it look like?
I don't know. Well, let's see. Oh, it looks like there it is. Yeah. You see it?
Yeah.
It's looking kind of weird. A pawpaw. Or that's a papaya. Wait a second.
Yeah, that's a papaya.
That's not a pawpaw. They don't have a picture of the pawpaw.
Maybe the National Day calendar themselves is starting to make up the days.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. There's 60 varieties of pawpaw fruit to choose from.
Wow.
Yeah, is there a fruit expert out there that can inform us?
Well, it is right there.
Okay. Looks rather interesting.
Looks like a pea pod almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Doesn't look appetizing at all.
No, it does not.
Maybe that's the problem.
That's why it doesn't caught on.
National Butterscotch Pudding Day today.
Love butterscotch pudding.
Isn't it good?
Yeah. I did that a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Man, it's just, what a flavor.
Brown sugar and butter. Those are the main recipes for butterscotch pudding. Mm. However, corn syrup, vanilla, and salt are also sometimes used. Mm. And butterscotch adds amazing flavor to items such as sauces, candies, and frostings.
But the pudding is best, you know, the instant or regular pudding mix.
They first started making butterscotch pudding about 1848. They had a recipe in the newspaper.
We don't see enough of that stuff.
And
it's always vanilla and chocolate, you know, but butterscotch would be fun to have every once in a while.
Right. Okay. And it's also Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know about talking like a pirate. Matey, shiver me timbers. Got any more?
Yeah, no, I know. That's
Sam, let's hear your pirate.
Arr, matey. You be sailing the high seas today.
My dog loved Pirate Day.
Do you think pirates really talked like that? I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
More of the John and Gordy Show coming up, 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX. Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Make up the infamous gang of scallywags, the pirates who don't do anything.
We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just stay at home and lie around. And if you ask us,
this is the Veggie Tales, Gordy.
We don't do anything.
Carrots were the better singers, I think.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You gotta see like a little bit of this show to really understand it. Gordy has never heard of VeggieTales before.
VeggieTales.
Yeah, it's these animated vegetables. It's an early computer animated cartoon.
Right.
Was it on what was it on? PBS?
Well, originally they just sent it out on VHS tapes to people.
Okay.
I think it aired on TV at some point. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not quite sure.
So it's still National Pirate Day, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Talk like a pirate.
And you remember it because your anniversary is today, right? And Ann?
We got married on Pirate Day. Talk like a pirate day.
Did you do your vows like a pirate?
We should have.
I was there.
We didn't want to wreck the wedding. not a great memory, you know, messing up the lines by not talking like a pirate the way you should talk like a pirate. And then when I used to talk like a pirate, my dog would get all upset and bark.
Your dog used to get upset and bark at a lot of things.
Well, not the new one, but the old, my first Mickey, my border collie, big, huge dog.
The one that hated golf?
Yes. Yes, but when I talked like a pirate,
look out.
Yeah.
No kidding. Wow.
So
That's scary, huh?
So it's a great reminder that it's my anniversary every time National Pirate Day rolls around.
How many years? you don't know, do you? You don't know.
I think it's 41.
That's crazy. Yeah. I know when my parents got married. Your kids don't even care about your anniversary.
Well,
are they going to get you anything? You know, a little anniversary card or make up something?
31 years, something like that, maybe.
It's not 31 years. It's longer than that, John.
Is it?
Well, it had to be either 1992 or 93 because we were working at Triple M and we borrowed
their limo.
The limo. And I was the driver driving you guys around.
It was like a Blues Brothers movie, wasn't it?
It's a cheap, crappy old white limo that he got used somewhere. It was really. I guess it looked okay on the outside, but it had like plush, it had like shag carpet inside.
Well, you had the Scooby Doo van. Remember?
Scooby-Doo.
Out in the parking lot when I first met Ann.
I don't remember that. With the Scooby-Doo van.
Yeah, you had a van. I think you had the Channel 47 van or something.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I was working there at the time, too.
It was set up like a up-in-smoke van, basically. The walls were all marijuana, lined with marijuana.
That was a long time ago. I don't remember.
I figured you'd forget it.
That, but Channel 47, they also had a speedboat for some reason.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Like, wow.
They traded out for everything and anything they could get. Wow. That was where the old days.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side. Either side. Yeah, you got it. Or you can go online. Verlo.com. Verlo.com.
All right, and this is a special. God and Jesus are supporting Harris Wall's edition of the family show. It's a message sent to me in a dream last night. And
just came to you, huh?
Yeah, it was like, you know, a text. And I am reacting to it.
A text? You're going with that.
And I'm spreading the word nationwide that God has changed his mind. You know, he put Trump on this earth to save us.
Okay.
And, I mean, that has been the going rumor, anyway, from evangelicals. Well, I've got news for them, and this is coming from a Lutheran. You guys are wrong now. He has changed his mind.
Okay. Should we put that on Facebook? I mean, how do we get the word out?
Well, we're going to have to put that on Facebook.
We got to start printing literature and handing it out on the streets.
Oh, boy.
That's right. Okay. I'm going to go up and down the streets.
Let's do that. Yeah.
Mr. Light on Religion is going to spread the word that God and Jesus now support Harris Waltz. There you go. I mean, that's it. You know, it's changed.
Well, fine.
I think it was after the debate that they made up their mind.
So the debate changed the mind.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
So Kamala Harris is going to be here tomorrow somewhere in the Madison area. I don't
know.
The
rumor for me was Fitchburg.
Fitchburg.
Where'd you hear the rumor from? Where I thought this was a confirmed thing.
I don't know. Just
take Does that come to you in a dream, too?
God told me.
I had heard, you hear a couple of things, but I don't know if it's been confirmed yet, but I thought the Alliance Center.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
We have to know.
I don't know.
You know, we're going to bring our kids, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of us are. I know that Catherine's going to try and bring her kid, maybe.
I believe.
Take her out of school?
I don't know. Yeah.
Are you going? I know Gen Zers are really hot on Harrison Wall.
I don't know when or where she's going to be, so I can't say.
Yeah. we're just clueless, apparently. Nobody knows.
Am I supposed to show up at the drop of a hat where she's going to be speaking?
Or a couple extra miles too much for you to...
Well, no. I just got to... We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Block it off. I think it's going to be
cool.
Sometime
It'll be cool
in the
to
afternoon.
Go see her.
All right, yeah.
I'm trying to find
get
out
your
if
questions
it's been,
ready. I hope she answers some questions from the audience.
Yeah. I'll bring my press pass.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff coming up after 7 o'clock. I got to tell you this. I complained yesterday about too much Trump news. You know, it's a fire hose of bull. You all right?
That's all it is.
Then the press has nothing else to really draw from. Right. So we do post a lot of these ridiculous comments of his. You know, the big spigot out in California is going to turn it one way, and then it's going to flood Southern California with water.
Well, it turns it off. They've discovered that as crazy as it is, it blocks all the other news from hitting headlines. So, the whole thing about cats and dogs being eaten in Springfield by Haitian immigrants, they just push that stuff out there and run with it. And then that takes the spotlight away from everybody else.
The fact that they don't even have any kind of agenda at all, except for, Project 2025, which they discount. Oh, I have nothing to do with that.
We have Catherine sent us a text. Nobody knows yet where Kamala Harris will be appearing, but it is tomorrow, so somewhere in the Madison area.
But I have a lot of audio of Tim Walz.
Yeah. Do you?
Coming up next hour,
okay.
There's a lot of stuff, and he's telling it like it is. As he always does.
He does.
And he is on the front page of The Onion. Tim Walz unveils new retro-futuristic persona after feeling boxed in by folksy image.
Right. And coming up after our 7 o'clock hour, we'll announce the keyword just after 7. It is now 6:29, and coming up next, it's Idiocracy on 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Show. Good morning.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, you're seeing how dry it is around Wisconsin in the month of September. That dry weather causing issues with transportation on the Mississippi River. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, water levels are down on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. This is the third year in a row where our transportation artery has been compromised. Mike Steenhook is executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, and he says this low water level is felt in the marketplace a couple different ways.
Number one is the ability to put a lot of tonnage in individual barges. And then number two, the ability to attach multiple barges all together to form one single unit. And then you have the towboat pushing it from the back. And when you have low water conditions, it has an impact on channel depth and on channel width. And so you no longer can put as much tonnage per barge because you're concerned about scraping the bottom, even having a grounding. And then when you have less water, the shipping channel becomes more narrow. So you don't have the luxury of attaching all these barges together to form one single unit.
Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, explaining some of the details that they've got to work around when water levels are this low on the Mississippi River and their tributaries. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning still in the red ink. Numbers are next.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Well, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained another 5¾ cents to 262¼. 40-pound block cheese down 3¼ to 24½. Double A butter dropped 8, back down to $3.50 per pound. This morning in Chicago, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 3, 23.57 a hundredweight. December corn's down 2 at 4.11. November beans are unchanged at 10.14. And December wheat's down a nickel at 5.71. There's your market update on a Thursday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and warm, highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms are likely tonight, lows around 63, some pockets of heavy rainfall. For Friday, partly sunny skies give way to sunny skies, highs near 82. Saturday, mostly sunny and a high of 85.
Right now, it's 55.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah, this is a big day. Thank you. Big day for Idiocracy.
Yeah?
Oh my gosh, I talk like a pirate day as well. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's 6:34. Temperatures today climbing into the mid-80s. Right now, 54 degrees.
On a special,
yeah.
God and Jesus are both supporting Harris Waltz edition of the family show.
It just came to you in a dream,
it,
huh?
It did.
That's
so
it.
I'm believing it. And
you're going with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
How else is he going to communicate with me?
I don't know.
Probably doesn't like the new technology.
Do you got to put a tinfoil hat on your head with a little spike on the top to act as an antenna to God?
No, it's my religion. I'm a Lutheran, and I've got a special line into Jesus and God.
I see.
There you go. Okay, all if right? you say so.
All right. And this is gonna sweep the country when they find out that God and Jesus have now switched because of the debate.
Well, we'll try to get the word out there for you.
All about, I guess it's just too much craziness going on.
Maybe.
And, you know, they've had it as well.
Maybe
remember
so.
They flooded the earth once. Well, This is one disaster they can't handle.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought this to our attention, because otherwise, how would we know that God has switched his vote if you hadn't told us?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he wants.
Is he an early voter? Does he?
He wants me to speak. Okay. For all religions at this point.
Okay. All right, John.
I think that's a headline, right?
Sure, why not?
God and Jesus have switched.
I think that would make headlines.
Yeah. Harris Walls. Yeah. All right, that's what I'm thinking. Okay. All right, well, anyway, let's get to Ohio again. Can you believe this? Now we're going to focus on an area. It's Portage County in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And apparently, this is crazy, because we know that sheriffs don't think they actually are controlled by anybody. They can do anything they want. They're not reined in by any U.S. law, these law enforcement officers, okay? Sheriffs think they can do anything. And this is just crazy stuff. An Ohio sheriff in Portage County suggests that residents there keep a list of the homes that have Harris Yard signs.
Okay.
Right? This is insane.
What does he want to do with this list of addresses?
Well, he just wants to make sure that everybody in the town knows that when there's trouble from immigrants, they got to remember who had the Harris Yard signs up.
Okay.
He wants to make sure. Now, why would they want to know that in the first place?
Exactly.
They're not going to take.
That's what I'm wondering. I mean, why would they
take action against these individuals, their own citizens, their neighbors?
Mm-hmm. I mean, people still put up yard signs, and they have every right to put up a sign in their yard and, express their opinions.
It's their political free speech opinion.
Sure.
Right? Some Portage County residents were alarmed by this sheriff's rhetoric, especially amid the false and inflammatory Republican claims about Haitian immigrants in other Ohio areas. And they filed complaints with the Civil Liberties Union, state and federal agencies, as well as members of Congress, local news outlets. And we have a clip from the local television station down there reporting this.
Okay.
Let's check it out.
We begin with the latest on that controversy in Portage County that continues to get national attention. In a new social media post, the county sheriff is now defending what opponents are calling hateful comments.
The initial post made this weekend tells residents to collect addresses of people displaying signs that support Vice President Harris for president. So Mitty Hicks is in Portage County. She has new details for us. Wondering what the sheriff is saying tonight, Mitty, and what are people who live there telling you?
Yeah. Well, good evening, Rusty and Christy. I can tell you that Sheriff Bruce Zukowski is doubling down on his initial comments, releasing a new statement on Facebook just an hour ago, saying that he has rights, First Amendment rights, as a citizen. Meanwhile, the folks we talked to here in Portage County disagree. They say he either needs to apologize or step down.
It's pretty bad when you sit there and target people that you're supposed to be in charge of protecting.
Charles Callista has lived here in Portage County for over 80 years. And this is the first time he says he's seen what he calls disgusting comments from an elected official. And he's not alone.
I'm not sure I would feel safe having the sheriff come to my house if I needed help.
He's talking about this post on Sheriff Bruce Zukowski's Facebook, telling his supporters to write down the addresses of the people who support Vice President Kamala Harris for president if she wins. In his post, he calls her a flip-flopping, laughing hyena as he talks about the issue of immigration. These comments aren't sitting well with residents. Some residents are now pushing back on his comments by putting up signs.
I'm not afraid to put a sign up in my yard, although I realize that makes me a target.
But political leaders worry that it's causing voter intimidation.
Yes.
It's reprehensible, unethical. He's crossed a line in the sand.
His opponent says he should get out in front of this.
He was elected. He raised his hand and he swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state of Ohio.
Meanwhile, Republican leaders say he hasn't done anything wrong and they're standing behind him.
Yes, good.
So I talked to the Secretary of State's office and reached out
And they're saying, you know, the statement is not, it's his First Amendment right to say what he wants to say.
Well, it must be okay.
And that
then
it does not meet the criteria to be voter intimidation.
Well, then it's okay.
But organizations like the ACLU disagree.
Mm-hmm. The notion that the Portage County Sheriff is keeping a list of Harris supporters raises a specter of other forms of official retribution.
Right.
So within the last hour, we received a statement from the Secretary of State that reads, quote, our office has reviewed the comments and determined they don't violate election laws. The sheriff can speak and answer for himself about the substance of his remarks. Wrong. Now, in the meantime, Portage County Democrats say his comments have caused a ripple effect here in the county and caused a run on the yard sign. So folks supporting Harrison Walls will have to wait until Thursday. That's when the next shipment of yard signs will be in. Russ and Christie.
All right.
Just want to point out once again that we have requested an interview with the sheriff several times over the past day and have not heard back.
He's running from it.
Yeah. You know,
and a brave individual, huh?
Yeah.
Targeting. One person texted and said it's stalking.
Yeah.
It is a version of stalking. Another texter, Trump did say he would arrest Harris donors when he becomes president, so the sheriff is just following Trump's lead.
Yeah, great.
And that's true.
Yeah.
So this is voter intimidation without a doubt. And I don't know about the First Amendment on that one. When you start sending a message, chilling message to people so they don't feel like they're safe
right.
to speak their minds, to have free speech in the first place, I guess, you know, there's a big problem here. And they don't see a problem with it.
Yeah.
See, I mean, the megas do not see a problem. Well, it's okay. You know, we've got a First Amendment.
Yeah.
Right? But we don't have a First Amendment when it comes to other issues. Protesting.
Well, the Harris Walls folks that are in that county should just flood their yard signs. You know,
absolutely.
All over the place. Yeah. Just hand them out for free and get them everywhere.
Put stickers up everywhere.
Surround his yard with them, but not in his yard. Just
right.
Put them everywhere. He can't escape
them.
Let's
get his address. Yeah.
I'm not promoting this, but, you know, spray painting sides of buildings.
Yeah.
That's one way of getting back, I guess.
We got another text here. Portage County, Ohio might want to talk to their insurance company about increasing coverage because the ACLU is going to win.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
There you go.
Wow. That is just an outrageous. It's just amazing to wake up to stories like this. What is happening in Ohio? And again, if this were a Democrat representing Ohio, like J.D. Vance represents the megas in Ohio, boy, they'd be blaming this guy. See, you can't.
They can't.
Govern at all, but it's okay to have this happen under the watch of J.D. Vance, who represents Ohio. Come on, folks. It goes both ways here.
It does. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
I haven't. Sorry,
intimidating just by, you know, having a
sheriff. A lot of first times here. We don't know how to react to it.
Right.
I think it's funny how, even as a public official, he says he has his First Amendment rights, which he does.
Right.
But if you are an elected public official, you kind of, by default, have to hold yourself to a higher standard, or at least you should.
Think.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Higher standard. Well, that leads us into Trump again, doesn't it? I just want to remind a lot of the makers out there, he's not president.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any control. He's just a regular citizen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just mob boss like citizen. Okay. Mm. Trump demands that the Republicans should shut down the government, just like he told them to reject the border policy that the Senate and House came up with.
Yeah, now he's putting the pressure on to shut down the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he...
That's a good campaign strategy.
He wrote, if Republicans don't get the SAVE Act, which means you have to show a birth certificate to prove your right to vote in this country, which is crazy because you can use marriage licenses, a driver's license. And to get a driver's license, you need some of these forms of identification anyway. So this is just a double standard. This is saying, well, we know you have an ID, but we want to see another ID.
Right.
And they could turn people away easily with this new standard. So the SAVE Act, if Republicans don't get that passed, they should not agree to a continuing resolution in any way, shape, or form. Democrats are registering illegal voters by the tens of thousands as we speak. Again, now he's setting up where if he loses, they're going to say that this happened. They will be voting in 2024 presidential election, and they shouldn't be allowed to, wrote Trump. So, again, a reminder, Trump is not president. He's not elected. He's a mobster-type imitator. Please don't listen to him. I don't know what this is. You know, this is crazy stuff. Again.
Well, and, you know, Mike Johnson, the House Speaker, he listens to Trump and starting to look like they're going to try to shut down the government again. But Mitch McConnell over on the Senate side said this is just crazy and this will sink the election for good for all the Republicans. And he's speaking out saying, don't do it. It's just stupid. Every time we try to do this, it backfires.
It does. I mean, they could certainly have a continuing resolution, approve it, and then take care of this sometime after the election and do whatever the heck they're going to do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But in this case, hey. No. We can't push do that.
Again, anything to push it out there and
get their
names out there and keep Harrison Walls off to the sidelines.
And we've got so many comments from Tim Walls coming up next half hour. It's fantastic stuff. Plus comments. Actually, it's kind of a face-off between the two VP candidates coming up next half hour. We'll have J.D. Vance comments as well. Crazy comments. And this is all from Midas Touch. Came across their blog site, and they had a whole bunch of cuts from all these individuals, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to play them against each other.
Yeah.
So you can make that comparison yourself now that you know God and Jesus are supporting the Harris Walls campaign.
According to the dream that you had last night. What did you eat before you went to bed? Did you have some pizza or something before you went?
Well, that chicken burrito at the theater.
Oh, it's, you know, chicken burrito. Maybe that's why you had that. Well, never
Beetlejuice, mind. Beetlejuice.
Okay.
We went out and saw that.
Yeah.
Because we're senior citizens.
It was a free showing for
Sam did not go. He couldn't go. He was too young.
Not old.
I'm about 30 years off from being eligible to be in the AARP.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Good movie. We've got a couple of more posts in here about the sign controversy in Portage County, Ohio. One texter says this was actually posted on the official Facebook page, not the sheriff's personal account. Mm-hmm. So that makes it even, that ups the ante a little bit.
That really does.
Yeah. Well, anyway, keep track of that story. Coming up.
He's an elected official. You know, maybe they have a chance to elect this guy out.
maybe. Coming up, we've got right around the corner, Wisconsin Republicans may be denying funding for UW Systems.
Yeah, this is a big story.
Again. That's what they always do.
Of course, and then after the top of the hour, we'll announce our next keyword in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for this Thursday morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for The Todd Alba Show.
Yep. 92.7 WMDX.
Why don't you do it talking like a pirate? Because it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
I can't talk like that all the time.
We got a text in here that I don't know if this guy's trying to make you guys feel better about yourselves or if you guys actually sound good on the radio. He asks us a question. You guys are senior citizens?
That's Doug from Milwaukee. I think I know Doug.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got another text saying,
we are senior citizens.
Just talking about the sheriff, you know, taking down addresses of people who have Harris Wall signs up in their yard. Right. And this person says, it's stochastic terrorism. It is exactly that.
Stochastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now.
Computer, what's the definition of stochastic?
The adjective stochastic is usually defined as of or relating to a process involving a randomly determined sequence of observations, each of which is considered as a sample of one element from a probability distribution.
That doesn't sound like the definition.
Does that clear it up for everybody? What?
I understand everything now, Gordy.
You do? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, you get that. All right.
No, that didn't seem right.
Okay.
All right.
High today about 86 degrees. It's still cool out there this morning and a little bit of scattered fog in a few areas and temperatures right around 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Sure. Oh, why not?
Tucked like a pirate today.
It is today.
So
it is time right now.
Yeah.
For just, you know, catching up. All right.
All right.
We got to catch up on this stuff. Statewide, we have our gerrymandered Republicans again doing their thing, attacking the UW systems. And what they want to do is prevent the governor from getting $800 million in extra funding for the UW systems.
Where would this $800 million?
Well, we have a huge surplus.
Okay. Oh, now, okay.
And,
sure.
And remember, I have said before, it's not a surplus. It's money that hasn't been spent on things we should be spending it on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, how much is that surplus? It's like somewhere around $5 billion or so.
It's around $5 billion, $4 billion, something like that. Yeah. What's available, I think, is like $3 billion or $4 billion, whatever. But again, it's unspent money that should be spent on us.
Yeah, it's been allocated already.
Well, some of it, but we have a need to get some of those clinics in rural areas funded,
yes.
Child care centers funded, UW system funded, public education, in other words, K-12, which is horribly underfunded. We have referendums constantly in the state, and that shows that there's a problem that the Republicans think, well, this is the way to do it. We're not the ones raising taxes. Mm-hmm. The citizens are voting to raise their own taxes. It's not us. We can make that promise to Grover Norquist,
right,
who said, you know, no increases in taxes ever. And they have taken a vow to hold true to that,
mm-hmm,
to some guy who, by the way, Grover Norquist came up with this idea, never increase taxes.
Right.
He came up with it when he was 12 years old.
And he stuck with it all this time.
And he stuck with that idea. It's a 12-year-old's idea of tax policy.
Right.
And the Republicans say, hey, woo, that's brilliant. I can't handle it. Sometimes I just can't handle it. Anyway, $800 million, we need it for the UW system, and Governor Evers is requesting it. It is the largest proposed increase in state history, but yeah, they need it. The GOP lawmakers are not sold on the idea amid dwindling, get this, enrollment campus closures. Who's causing that? Republicans.
Yes.
They're not funding the UW systems. Get with it. I mean, if they did, they promoted and they maybe even had more courses at all the smaller universities
and more
around
recruiters,
the state.
More recruiters.
They'd be able to get local students in.
Yes.
But instead, they ignored it and they're shutting them down and they're happy with that. They're very happy with what's going on with that. So anyway, they've caused the dwindling enrollment, cause and effect, folks. So anyway, let's listen to this little track from Governor Evers on this enrollment number problem.
Something they're starting this year. You can still get that information from open records requests, but experts say this is really going to dwindle some transparency going forward.
Yeah.
And it's going to make it harder to, you know, keep smaller campuses alive if we don't know those numbers.
Sure.
It's not open to the public. Just your thoughts about that policy change.
I agree with everything you said. It's my understanding that they are going to release that information in a very near future, that you wouldn't have to go any further than hearing it from somebody in authority here. So, yeah, I agree with you. We need to know the numbers, and the numbers are available, so let's make them available.
There we are. And they're going to release numbers of the dwindling enrollment at all the other campuses around the state. And we just know that they're decreasing dramatically because they're not being promoted and they don't have the courses. And then students just go someplace else, and even, in fact, out of state.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
It's just outrageous. It really is.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, and for some reason, you know, even under gerrymandering, you'd think that the public would say, well, this is enough, you know, this
right.
is enough. We've penalized them year after budget. We can't keep doing this because it's just costing everybody a whole lot more money. And, of course, then tuitions go up because it's no longer frozen tuition. So now the tuitions can go up and cost parents more money. Instead of spreading that cost around to everybody in the state, they're just focusing on the parents sending their kids to college. And so it's going to be a heavier burden on those families.
Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Alanis Medeiros and Jim Accrual from Duck Soup Cinema will be in here to talk about a movie that's coming up at that cinema.
Yes, yes.
And also we'll check in with Brittany Merlot on the weather. It's all straight ahead, and we've got our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest right around the corner, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.